Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Another mixed day for the grain futures with a little bit of surprising trade. We had corn higher, wheat higher, and then soybeans just a touch lower. Corn futures finished in December up 4 cents at 380, 4.5 cents off of their low, and about a half off the high. Beans, on the other hand, about 4 cents lower. November at 877.5. Down 4 cents. The low was 73.25. Here pretty quick, the front month will become the January beans, which is 879.25, just slightly above the November. Very little carry there in that market. January down 3.5 today. Wheat futures, the strongest month was the December Chicago wheat, which closed up 9.75 at 515.75, about 2 cents off the high. Kansas City was stronger, but not quite as strong, with December Kansas City up 3 at 488.5. If you notice, Chicago wheat maintains its strength over the Kansas City wheat, continues to trade at a premium. Traditionally, Kansas City was actually over Chicago wheat, but that has not been the case for the past little bit. Cattle futures lower here after starting the day higher, 30 to 50 lower in the feeder cattle. Fats in October are up 47, but everything else is down. December down 85, February fats down 105.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
There was an export sales report this morning, which was neutral to bullish across the board. Wheat was 550,000. Expectations were 350 to 550. Corn, 708,000 metric tons, where expectations were pretty low this week, 300 to 500. And beans continues to impress the market. Even though the price didn't rally, the exports continue to be strong. 2.087 million metric tons, where the average guess was 1.6 to 2 million. Another interesting thing is that for the third day in a row, even though we've had good exports, the USDA hadn't announced any flash sales of exports for 3 days in a row for beans. It had been a continuous thing for a good while, but not the last couple of days. Sunday night, the daily price limits change. We're only going to have 25 cents for the corn, where they were 30 cents. Beans have moved down to 60 cents from 70. Wheat down to 35 from 40. So as prices have come down, so have the limits. They feel that that the risk isn't quite as great as it was at double the price. And GDP for the third quarter was disappointing at 1.5%, expecting 1.6. Personal consumption also down to 3.2%, slightly lower than estimated.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, at December live cattle down 80 at 142.80, February down 105 at 144.32, November feeder cattle down 32 at 191.92, January down 40 at 184.25, December lean hogs down 152 at 59.87, February down 150 at 63 even. December Kansas City wheat up 2.75 at 488.25, March up 3.25 at 504.5. December Chicago wheat 9 higher at at 515. December corn, 4 higher at 380. March up 3 and 3 quarters at 389 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 2 and 3 quarters at 878 and 3 quarters. January down 2 and a half at 880 and a quarter. December cotton down 35 at 62.32. March down 25 at 62.21. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.